Doing Jewish history, we're up to the year 2310. We had learned about Tzipho, the son of Eliphaz, the son of Esav, who had led the war against Israel. And now, when Yosef passes away, so then he escapes. According to Josephus, he was actually released by Pharaoh, but that's not what he brings over here. Over here, he brings that he escaped with his men, and they came to Africa, to the city of Dinhava, to Angias, the king of Africa, and Angias appointed Tzipho as chief general, and people liked Tzipho. Now, Tzipho has a peeve with the Egyptians. He just spent decades in the Egyptian jail, right? Almost half a century there. So he keeps egging them on. He keeps telling Angias, the king, that he should wage war with the Egyptians and the sons of Yaakov. Now, Angias knows that Tzipho was taken into captivity by the Egyptian forces, and that the Egyptians, together with the sons of Yaakov, are a force that he cannot stand up against, and so he does not relent. Now, at that time, in the land of Kittim, in the city of Patsimna, there was a man by the name of Utsu, and they worshipped this man, Utsu. And when he died, all he had was a daughter. Her name was Yaniya, and she was extraordinarily beautiful and very wise. And Angias, the king, wanted to marry her. And at the same time, Turgus, the king of Bibinitu, he also wanted to marry her. So they waged a great war. Who's going to marry this girl? And Angias was victorious to take her as his wife. Now, at that same time, Pharaoh commanded to have a huge fortified castle built on his behalf. And he tells the sons of Yaakov, you should join in building this castle. So they make this gorgeous castle. And now that he has this gorgeous castle, Pharaoh re-inaugurates his kingdom. He says, okay, now I'm a new king. It's a new beginning when he has that castle. And we quickly go through the story of the passing of Yosef's siblings. Zvulun passes away that year. It's only 70 years since we descended to Egypt. He's 114 years old. And he's buried ultimately in Sidon in the north. Shimon dies a year later. 5 years later. In the year 2313, he's 120 years old, and he's buried in the city of Maneda. Yehuda passes away the next year, and Tzipho is constantly egging on Angias the king to go to war. And at some point, Angias gives in, and he gathers the largest force he can gather to go down to Egypt and attack. And at that time, there was a young lad in his forces. His name was Bilam ben Beor. You guys heard of him? So he's 15 years old, and he's one of the men in Angias' forces, and he's very smart, and he also knows how to do all kinds of tricks. So Angias asks him, check with your sorcery, who's going to win the war? So Bilam says, okay, bring me donag, bring me beeswax. And he forms the beeswax into the shape of chariots and horsemen, and he shapes two armies. Out of the beeswax, he makes one army the shape of Angias' army, and the other army the shape of the Egyptian army. And this is where we'll pick up, Ezrat Hashem, next time.